The last time we recorded was January 11th. It is now March 7th, 9:47. We missed a whole month. The last time we recorded, it was still the NFL regular season. That's how long it's been. Tom Brady re-retired again. The Kansas City Chiefs won the Super Bowl. All-Star Weekend has came and went for the NHL and the NBA. Major League Baseball spring training has started. The World Baseball Classic starts tonight. The fifth rendition of this thing. Japan won it twice. The Dominican Republic won it. USA won it last. And tonight kicks it off. 11 p.m. on Fox Sports 1. Netherlands versus Cuba. Rodriguez against the block. And the lineups aren't out yet, but it consists of Ballantin, Bernardina, Xander Bogaerts, Ditter, D.D. Gregorius, Loopstock, Palacios, Profar, so I wonder if they're brothers, Ricardo, Schoop, Simmons, Tromp, and Wille. That is for the Netherlands. Then Cuba. Arruabarrena, Cespedes, Despaigne, Drake, Garcia, Gracial, Guibert, Ibanez, Martinez, Mateo, Moncada, Mujica, Perez, Quintana, Robert, and Santos. These are the first games. And then Panama and Chinese Taipei play at 6. Netherlands' second game plays tomorrow against Panama. And Australia and Korea kick off the 10 p.m. game on FS1. Panama Netherlands FS2, Panama Chinese Taipei FS2. And games can also be seen on Tubi and Fox. So they're not really going full streaming service with this thing. But it's more than it was a couple years ago, the last time this thing kicked off. Everyone is with their respective camps. So as Team USA was favored on MLB Network today, everyone's there. They're going to play an exhibition game on Wednesday for those that want to watch that. A little Yankee baseball. Aaron Judge homered in his first spring game the other day. So we got that. Carlos Rodon got absolutely lit. But who cares? Gerrit Cole has his second spring training start tomorrow. The Yankees so far 7-4, playing pretty well. Aaron Hicks had a controversial play the other day in the outfield. Anthony Volpe is absolutely killing it, but he'll still start in the minors as he should. Same with Jason Dominguez. So maybe we see Volpe at some point in this season. Maybe we see Dominguez next year. But that was always the timelines. So unless there's an injury, that's what's going to happen. I told people, IKF is probably going to start the season. And people thought it was crazy. Why would the Yankees do that? And the same thing I'll say, like I said then, the Yankees are stupid. And they do not want to be wrong. Most people in general in life do not want to be wrong. Alright? So, and of course, you know, a couple days last week, the Rangers got Patrick Kane, which puts them into Stanley Cup contention. Although he's a bad guy off the ice. And even though no one should care about this, because it's really going to do nothing for them, it's almost a waste of a streak. But I guess I got to bring it up. And James is probably somewhere in his room giving a little corny-ass smile in his stupid little face. But the New York Knicks currently are riding a lucky 9-game win streak. But again, 4 seed, it's cool, it's great. But an NBA Finals is not going to come out of this. Will they get past the first round this year? Maybe. But wouldn't it be great if Donovan Mitchell just reminds them of what could have been, and he just lights them up like a Christmas tree? I think we all want to see that.
We don't want to see that. And currently, the Knicks' 9-game winning streak will come to an end. Charlotte is up 6 with 18 seconds to go. The New York Knicks' 9-game winning streak is over. So that is that. But I think the Knicks' ceiling, if we're being realistic, they have a chance to win a first-round series. There's no guarantees because, you know, Donovan Mitchell and Garland and Mobley and Allen are a lot. I do think that the Knicks are a better team, but I think their ceiling is second round. They're not better than Boston, despite beating them 3 out of 4. They're not better than Milwaukee. They're not better than Philly. They're maybe on Cleveland's level, but after that, that's it. I think the Knicks are missing a star. And until they get that star to say, I want to play for them, then the Knicks do not have anything to offer. Yes, they had a chance to get Donovan Mitchell. Would have been enough, would have been, you know, to gut basically their roster, basically Ali, Carmelo Anthony. Yeah. But they would have had a star, and you would have had to figure out a way to fill up that bench. But I think the Knicks are playing well, despite them likely losing to Charlotte. And I think the Knicks are on the right track. And I think they kind of need this loss. I think there was a lot of pressure on carrying this win streak. And you know what? It happened. They need a loss to humble themselves. They have a tough West Coast swing. Sacramento's a good team. You got the two LA teams. And you got Damian Lillard and the Portland Trailblazers. As far as Patrick Kane, yes, that makes the Rangers title contenders. I put them up with the New Jersey Devils, who are pretty good. The Carolina Hurricanes, and don't forget, the record-setting Boston Bruins, they got a chance to get over 135 points. That it would be the most points in NHL history. That does not guarantee them winning, but it does mean that they have an unbelievable season. And it's official, Charlotte has been the Knicks.
Woo!
So again, I think the Rangers are title contenders. I think the Knicks' ceiling is second round. Would it surprise you if the Knicks lost in the first round? No. But their ceiling is second round. So I think the Knicks' ceiling, their goal to be a successful season, make the playoffs, get to the second round. If they do that, that's a successful season. It doesn't matter what happens afterwards, because you're not expected to beat any of the teams I mislisted. But the Knicks' goal is to get to the second round. So they have to beat Donovan Mitchell and the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Imagine how sad that is if you're an organization that your goal isn't even the championship. It's to get in the second round of the playoffs. Oh, man. How the mighty has fallen. That is pathetic.
You have to be realistic. You have to be realistic with your team. You cannot. The Knicks are not a championship team. I'm sorry. Like, anyone who thinks the Knicks are a championship team doesn't know basketball. They are not a championship team. They are a good team. They're a team that can go to the second round, maybe win a game or two against the top seed, but they're not there yet because they don't have a star. And in the NBA, you need stars, superstars. You need superstars. The Knicks don't have a superstar. They have nice players. Brunson's a nice player. Julius Randle's a nice player. Quickly's a nice player. RJ Barrett's a nice player. But they don't have the Donovan Mitchell. They don't have a Tatum. They don't have a Giannis. And until they get one of those players, the Knicks' ceiling is second round. Gotta be realistic.
Okay. So let's go back to the World Baseball Classic, as we're about an hour and, I would say, 9 minutes to first pitch. And the game is in Taiwan, that pool. So USA is trying to go for the repeat. Their pitching staff, I don't think it's going to be great. But Adam Wainwright will throw on Saturday, their first game. 9 p.m. on Fox. Check it out. Their lineup is very, very good. Mookie Betts going to play some second base. I think they'll get to the semifinals. On our end, James has Dominican Republic winning their second WBC title. Why?
Dominican Republic, deep roster. I think their team is too deep. The United States pitching staff is what kind of concerns me, so I don't think they're going to be winning their second straight. Their lineup is not as deep as it was the last time they won. I think Dominican Republic, despite losing players like Vlad Jr. and whatnot, I think they are deep enough and good enough to win. I got DR winning. I think United States will probably get their semifinals, and then that's where it'll end.
Okay. And last WBC, Team Israel. They were the little train that could. They went farther than usual. Team Italy, last best World Baseball Classic, was the second or third rendition. No Rizzo for them. Team Canada has always been the nerd. Just that nerd who just keeps getting picked on. They excel in the classroom, but when it's time to go and play, they just don't do good. So this is usually why USA dominates that pool. So that pool sucks. What's your matchup that you want to see? Whether it's Ohtani versus Mike Trout, or Xander Bogaerts and Devers hitting in the same game. What's the matchup you want to see that you're excited for?
I'm actually a little bit underrated to see how Gleyber Torres is going to pair up with Jose Altuve. I know it's not everyone's what people want, but I want to see how Gleyber Torres does in Venezuela with Altuve in him, because I'm kind of curious with that. I'm also very curious with Ohtani versus Trout. And I'm also interested to see how Senga's going to do, because Senga, the acquisition that the Mets got, I'm curious to see how he does. So those are kind of like my intriguing matchups for me. What about you?
Mine overall is just players, right? Spring training started 2 weeks ago. So I'm looking forward to see how they get it on the full gear. I like that all the players are with their camps right now. And I'm just looking forward to some baseball, because I can't get hyped about spring training, man. It's more of, let's see who don't get hurt for me. And there's two ways I can go about this, you know. The caser thinks that if you're in the World Baseball Classic, you don't care about your team. Especially this year with the new rules. But Don brought up a great point. What if playing this WBC gets you off to a hot start in April? Because you're paying real games that matter. So that's the side that I look to think of it. Instead of sitting in Florida or Arizona, getting one or two at bats, playing a couple of innings, and then going to get your massage, or going to get your workout, or maybe going into the second field to get some innings. You're playing real games that matter. Plus, the World Baseball Classic rules is catered with pitch limits, so you don't get hurt. Position players really don't have limits. And you do have 2 weeks before this to get the new rules in, and it's only 7 games, so you would have to win every game to be away from your team the longest. So I don't think it's that bad, and you get some real baseball in, and if anything, right, the games are consecutive. So if USA don't advance, Kyle Higashioka and everyone else goes back by next Tuesday. It's that serious. You only play 3 games, right? If you don't win two of them, You go home. That's it. Or if you win one, then you got to come down to run differential. But it's pretty easy. Win two, play on. That's the most you can win with seven games. So it's exciting. It's real baseball. It's not fake baseball. These wins matter. So let's go.
I mean, I'm gonna play devil's advocate here because I kind of like to play devil's advocate. If you're a GM, if you're an owner, I'm paying you that much money, and you get hurt, I'm gonna be pissed. I think Michael K. made up a good point. I truly think that he should, you know, if you're gonna do the WBC, if you're gonna do the World Baseball Classic, then you should probably do it around November, December time. After the series is over, you go down to like warm weather. You do that. So if in case you do get hurt, you have time to recover and you go back to spring training. So what about the owners?
No one would play.
All that?
No one would play. You can't do the World Baseball Classic after the World Series. No one would play. Plus, in some countries, the weather may be warm, but even if they keep it in Florida and Phoenix for pool C and D, right? It's baseball season just ended. Also, you're going up against the NFL. They don't want to go up against the NFL. That's in the nitty of the gritty of the NFL season. The ratings would probably not do that great. You know, during the weekday, sure, maybe. But no one will play. Because if you're Major League Baseball players, you just played baseball for 7 months or 6 months. You want to go away with your family. You want to go on that cruise. You want to be able to give your wife a break that was just with your kids for 7 whole months. Especially if you're a really good player that just ended a playoff run. Maybe you're pissed that you've lost. You don't want to play in these games. And again, you want to rest up your body. At that point, everyone's hurt, kind of. So, also, the product wouldn't be that good. So, this is the only time that you can do it. So people that think they should do it after baseball season, you're not smart.
Well, that's what Michael Kay said. Michael Kay is the one that said that. He's the one that said that they should do it in November, and you can do it during the weekday.
So and you agreed with that, which also makes you a yo-yo bum chuck.
Listen, I'm looking at it from both sides. But it is fun. It is cool that players get to go to represent their country. I think it's really cool. It's fun. The game's going to be exciting. And you win as country pride. You know, you got people show out for the pride for their country. So I think it's really cool. It's fun. I'm okay with, like, players like Brandon Nimmo and Judge and Cole saying, nah, I'm good because they signed the contract.
Nah, Judge is weak for that.
I think Judge is great for that. I think he's great for that.
Judge is still that 6'7" little bitch. Judge should have played for USA. Trout is playing for USA. Man, imagine. Judge ruined it. Tit fake home runs that doesn't matter. What a clown.
I think Judge is doing the smart thing. He signed a big contract. Honor, like, be healthy. You got to win a championship within the first 4 to 5 years of that contract to justify the contract. So I think it's smart.
Clown shoes.
Smart. You mean smart shoes. Very, very smart. And speaking of smart, you know, well, the Giants re-signed Daniel Jones to a 4-year, $160 million deal. Saquon Barkley got the franchise tag. Lamar Jackson got the non-exclusive tag. So now, here's the thing. Teams, so the Dolphins and the Falcons reportedly said they are not interested in talking to Lamar Jackson. So what does Lamar Jackson do? He has until
July
17th.
Well, the Dolphins can't. They have no first-round pick for 2023 due to their scandal. So they can't talk Lamar Jackson right now, sir.
That's fine. But the Falcons.
And also,
how do you not mention
the Carster, Derek Carr? What kind of hack-a-doodle-doo are you? And you don't mention Geno Smith's contract either. you clown.
I was about to do
but
that.
You highlight Daniel Jones just because he's on your favorite team. I call bias.
It's not. I was about to get to that. We talk about Lamar Jackson. I think Lamar Jackson get paid. Derek Carr. You know, it doesn't move the needle for me. I mean, good for the Saints, but, you know, whatever. I mean, he's the best quarterback by default in the NFC South, so cool. Congratulations on being the best quarterback in the most weakest division. Geno Smith, congratulations.
He's a better quarterback than Daniel Jones.
Debatable.
No, it's not. It's really not. Him and Geno Smith light up Daniel Jones. Okay.
It's really not debatable. You're right to your opinion, but I think it's debatable. Also, Aaron Rodgers now, he's talking with the New York Jets.
Good.
So now
let him go to the Jets. Let the Jets give up their future to not win a Super Bowl. Go. Do it. I want you to fail. I want you to look stupid.
Why are you getting at the New York Jets fail? The Jets haven't had a
same with the Giants. They're going to fail with Daniel Jones. They burnt money today. They should go to jail. Giving Saquon on the franchise tag, that's smart. But signing Daniel Jones, who played well in a walk year, which is something athletes are supposed to do, by the way. But watch. He's going to be a fumbling bitch soon enough, or he's going to get hurt. I want that to happen. That's what I want. And I'm seeing a stupid tweet from Kayvon Thibodeau. Y'all shouldn't be pocket watching. Y'all grown. Shut your bitch ass up. No one cares about your opinion.
Sheesh. Well, all I know is that, you know, if Aaron Rodgers goes to the Jets have a legit shot to make the playoffs. Carr with the Saints have a legit shot to win the division. Geno Smith has a chance to continue making the playoffs with Seattle. Now the question is, let's see what Joe Shane can do with the contracts with Jones and Barkley. They're going to have to restructure some deals to add more cap space because you got to add other pieces around. So you got to continue building. You got to build the offensive line. You got to get some weapons. You got to, you know, fix the defensive line. So, you know, there's still work to be done.
That's right. But this was a good ep. And we are going to record more, by the way. Like, going over 6 weeks without an episode, that is pretty crazy. Some people gotta wanna record, you know. So hopefully we'll keep doing this again instead of people being clowns and just not wanting to. And notice how quiet James was because he's been the reason why we haven't recorded it so long. So I had to get that out there in the podcast world. See you later.
Yep.